and without even saying it to myself, I knew what I was going to do. I removed the file cases from the bed, stacked them in the closet, and ripped off the sheets and blankets. The Dahlia photos were nailed to the wall. It was easy to drape the bedding over them so that they were completely covered. The pad perfect, I went prowling for props. I found a jet-black upswept wig at Western Costume, a yellow beret at a dime store on the boulevard. The heebie-jeebies came back, worse than bad. I drove to the Firefly Lounge, hoping it still had Hollywood Vice's sanction. One eyeball circuit inside told me it did. I sat down at the bar, ordered a double Old Forester, and stared at the girls congregating on a matchbook-sized bandstand. Footlights set in the floor shined up at them. They were the only thing in the dump illuminated. I downed my drink. They all looked typical. Hophead whores in cheap slit kimonos. Counting five heads, I watched the girls smoke cigarettes and adjust their slits to show more leg. None was anywhere near close. Then a skinny brunette in a flouncy cocktail dress stepped onto the bandstand. She blinked at the glare, scratched her pert button nose, and toed figure eights on the floor. I hooked a finger at the bartender. He came over with the bottle. I held a palm over my glass. The girl in the pink. How much to take her to my place for an hour or so? The barman sighed. Mister, we've got three rooms here. The girls don't like... I shut him up with a crisp new 50. You're making an exception for me. Be generous with yourself. The 50 disappeared, then the man himself. I filled my glass and downed it, eyes on the bar top, until I felt a hand on my shoulder. Hi, I'm Lorraine. I turned around. Close up, she could have been any pretty brunette. Perfect molding clay. Hi, Lorraine. I'm Bill. The girl snickered. Hi, Bill. You want to go now? I nodded. Lorraine walked outside ahead of me. Straight daylight showed off the runs in her nylons and old needle scars on her arms. When she got in the car, I saw that her eyes were dull brown. When she drummed her fingers on the dashboard, I saw that her closest link to Betty was chipped nail polish. It was enough.